Père Adon, je m'en prie pour vous.
This is Radio Phoenix, the station of the nation. Power.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You need a bigger space to grow your business. You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solutions, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
Headlines: President Idilamal files in nomination for party president. Analyst cautions first-time voters against making the wrong choice. And in global news, Ukraine and Russia accuse each other of hundreds of ceasefire violations. Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. President Hakainde Hichilema has filed his nomination for party president ahead of the April 15 UPND General Assembly. Scores of supporters accompanied the president to the UPND Secretariat in Lusaka this afternoon, where he handed his application form in accordance with the requirements of the party constitution. The president has met the requirements for party presidential candidate and now awaits the General Assembly. He has since thanked the UPND members for their support. Political analyst Francis Tupili has cautioned first-time voters to carefully scrutinize party manifestos to avoid regretting their choices after elections. Speaking in an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Tupili said first-time voters must critically analyze the messages presented by candidates to better understand the policies that will directly affect their lives. He has advised young people not to be swayed by gifts, slogans, music, phone calls or roadshows, but instead to focus on the long-term implications of their decisions if they do not vote wisely. Mr. Chipili emphasized that Zambia's future lies in the hands of its youths, warning that failure to understand a candidate's policy direction could lead to disappointment after the elections.
But we also need to caution the new voters, instead of getting excited with just slogans and those songs or road shows, they need to ask the politicians, send the policy directions, where these politicians intend to drive the country to, or what they intend to do for the young voters. In terms of the numbers, the challenge we have is that once they get overexcited, so they might vote without critically analyzing the message of the candidate they are voting for, which might lead to a discontent or unsatisfactory expectations when either the member of parliament, the councillor, the chairperson, or the mayor, and even the president does not deliver according to their expectations.
The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACAES, has expressed disappointment over the silence of the Teaching Service Commission, TSC, and the Teaching Council of Zambia, TCZ, on partisan teachers, saying they should be first to condemn those who publicly act as political party cadres. This is after pictures of partisan teachers regrettably went viral last week. NACAES Executive Director Dr. Aaron Chansa notes that as the country near at Election Day, safeguarding the neutrality, integrity and professional standing of teachers will be critical. Speaking to Phoenix News, Dr. Chansa emphasizes that politics are divisive and could easily destroy the most important profession in the world, adding that all stakeholders must prioritize the political role of educators. He has, however, condemned the Ministry of Education on its strong stance against partisan teachers, saying that contravening regulations constitutes professional misconduct.
Would also want to say that it's quite disappointing that the Teaching Service Commission and the Teaching Council of Zambia have remained quiet over this very important matter. The Teaching Service Commission, being the employer of teachers, needed to be the first to condemn this behavior, and the Teaching Council of Zambia, being the regulator of teachers, should have weighed in strongly on this matter. And we want to appeal to the two bodies to say something about this matter, or risk the tag of being too compromised for public service.
A fraction of the UPND in Northwestern Province have called for the nullification of the recently announced provincial intra-party election results, questioning the legitimacy of the process, while others welcomed them. Speaking to Phoenix News, former vice provincial treasurer contesting for vice chairman for politics, Charles Naweji, warned that the procedural failures would make the party unattractive if intra-party elections are not held transparently. Mr. Naweji said that no legitimate elections took place and members nationwide needed to know that the party remains a party of sanity that follows due diligence and the rule of law. Other contestants, Kelly Naweji, Sharpie Ezra and Kunda Blessings, called for a verifiable procedure where party members don't lose faith in the very institutions meant to represent them, risking disunity and disillusionment ahead of high-stakes national contests.
In the whole province, only three districts did their election up to district level. But in my own capacity, we asked chairman election, Mr. Mufalari, who said, no, we are not going to fill our positions, but we are going to elect people to the positions that they are going to aspire or vie for. The party will not be attractive if we don't go for intra-party election in the province.
Express my disappointment at the behavior of certain individuals or senior members of our party. The current leadership has behaved in this manner because they know going to elections we are not going to make it.
But Party Secretary Tapson Kasonso says despite the controversy, unity must be maintained, and only after a credible rerun that focus now should shift on the president to going back to State House, while UPND chairperson for Labour and Social Security Godfrey Bene has urged all grieving candidates to petition the elections because that's their democratic right.
The election for Northwestern Province went well according to the guidelines which were provided for. When you get into elections, there's winning and also losing. UPND is one of the most experienced political parties which has been in existence for over 30 years now. We do the right thing. We don't impose. People go through that election as an example.
Zambia Free Press Initiative, FPI, has condemned the disruption of a live radio program at Radio Mpongwe last Wednesday evening by police officers and suspected UPND cadres. FPI founder Joanne Chirwa says that the incident is a serious violation of media freedom, freedom of expression and the safety of journalists and media workers. Ms. Chirwa says it is deeply concerning that law enforcement officers mandated to uphold the rule of law were allegedly involved in actions that undermine constitutional rights and democratic principles. She says the reported involvement of political actors in the disruption raises concern about growing intolerance to dissenting views, even within political parties. Ms. Chirwa has since called for an immediate and independent investigation into the matter and has urged political leaders to promote tolerance and respect for media freedom ahead of the August 2026 general elections.
The FBI strongly condemns the disruption of a live radio program on Radio Mpongwe on Wednesday evening by police officers who were in the company of cadres from the UPND. This incident involved the forced halting of a paid-for program which featured Morton Masinino and Humphrey Matipa. Both UPND members reportedly opposed to the recently elected district party leadership. The reported pursuit of these individuals within the station premises constitutes a serious violation of media freedom, freedom of expression, and the safety